Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Bobby Darin, Carly Simon, Duke Ellington, Ella, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Hoagy Carmichael. No, it won't. It'll be Harry Connick Jr. We'll have Nancy Wilson, and right now it's Woody Herman and a song called Four Brothers.
Under an August moon, burning. you can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing, but while we're apart, don't you give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. Well, you can dance, you can carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So, darling, save the last dance. You can dance, you can carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks if you're all alone, can he take you home? You gotta tell him no. 'Cause don't forget taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. Oh, darling, save the last dance for me. So, darling, save the last dance.
That was Harry Connick Jr., ending kind of abruptly, from a CD called Only You. This recorded in May of 2003, a fairly recent recording. Mort Sherman wrote it back in 1960. The song was Save the Last Dance for Me. We heard from Nancy Wilson from a great CD called Spotlight on Great Ladies of Song. It was You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, recorded in June of 1963. Song written by Cole Porter. He wrote the words and the music from 1942. Was in a film called Something to Shout About. And we started with Woody Herman and his Thundering Herds from 1945 to 1947. And a song called Four Brothers, written by Jimmy Giuffre, who, by the way, had a birthday, born on this week back in 1921 in Dallas. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, band leader Spike Jones, remember him? Specialized in fractured versions of, remember these songs, Cocktails for Two, the William Tell Overture, All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth, died in Los Angeles at the age of 53 on this week back in 1965. Jones and his City Slickers used bells, whistles, pistol shots, and other goofy noises to accentuate their music. Jones was labeled with the nickname Spike because his father worked for the Southern Pacific Railroad. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Ella Fitzgerald. We'll have Ralph Martiri, and here's Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong, and You're Just in Love.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It's not so surprising that you feel strange but nice.
In a dizzy, I tell you.
Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, but I've been there once or twice.
Nice country, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. Rub down with the velvet glove.
Tenderly, Pop.
There's nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I hear singing.
You don't need analyzing that. It's no surprising.
I smell blossoms and the trees are
I'm telling you, Bobby. Your heart
all
don't
day long
matter.
I seem to want.
I know just what's the matter. Cause I've been there once or twice myself.
Amen.
Put your head on my shoulder, man.
Sleep
at
night.
You need someone who's older.
And what's more, I've lost my appetite.
There's nothing you can take to really leave that ache
in my eyes.
I wonder in love.
Thank you. stopped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Ella Fitzgerald, backed up by Chick Webb and his orchestra, and a song written by Ella and L. Feldman back in 1938. And this was, by the way, done when Ella was 15 years old. The song, a very famous one, got up to number one, was A Tisket, A Tasket. Before that, Ralph Martiri and his band, and a song written by Irving Mills and Juan Tizol and Duke Ellington in 1937 called Caravan. This song got up to number six on the hit parade in 1953. And we heard from Bing Crosby with Louis Armstrong and an Irving Berlin tune from 1950. He wrote the words and the music to You're Just in Love, music from the musical called Call Me Madam. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, let's see here. Ella recorded on this date, this very day in 1938, the recording we just heard, A Tisket, A Tasket with Chick Webb's band. Following Webb's death, Ella Fitzgerald took over the Chick Webb band for some 3 years. And singer Kate Smith began her long and illustrious radio career on CBS on this day, her birthday, back in 1931. The then 22-year-old Smith started out with no sponsors and a paycheck of just, now this is Kate Smith, got $10 a week on the nationally broadcast daily program. However, she was so good that within 30 days, her salary increased from $10 a week to a more respectable $1,500 a week. Back to more music. It'll be Bobby Darin. We'll have Carly Simon. And here's the Duke, Duke Ellington, and I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you. I got music, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him around my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for more? I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him, you'll never find him round my door. I got starlight, I got me sweet dreams, I got my gal, who could ask for more? Who could ask for anything? Anybody wants any more than that out of life is just plain evil.
That's my man, Bobby Darin, backed up so well by Billy May. And we have actually two George and Ira Gershwin tunes. That was one of them, written back in 1930, called I Got Rhythm. Before that, it was Carly Simon, another George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1928, called How Long Has This Been Going On? We started with Duke Ellington, who had a birthday, born on this week back in 1899. He was born Edward Kennedy Ellington, and later called Duke. And Ellington is credited with being one of the founders of big band jazz. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Frank Sinatra. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Les Brown, one of his standards. We'll have Renee Lee, and here's Frank Sinatra with Nelson Riddle in the wee small hours of the morning.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of lesson. You'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her.
Thank you. a real romance. That's why you'll find somebody's on my
folks, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that. That was Les Brown, his Band of Renown, an Irving Berlin tune. He wrote the words and the music to it in 1937 to I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Doris Day also recorded with Les Brown on this tune. And this one was number one on the hit parade in 1949. Before that, it was a lady sounding like Billie Holiday because she sang a song written by Billie Holiday. It was Renee Lee, and the song was Somebody's on My Mind. We started with Sinatra with Nelson Riddle's orchestra in the wee small hours of the morning. And Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle became a team on This Week back in 1953 at Capitol Records in Hollywood. Sinatra's new musical style under Riddle's direction brought the crooner to the top of the record world for the second time in his illustrious career. And it was on This Week back in 1947 that an explorer named Thor Heyerdahl set sail from the Peruvian coast in his 45-foot boat called Contiki. This 4,300-mile voyage concluded 101 days later, and there was a book and a film called Contiki. You may have read or seen each one. And on This Week back in 1900, train engineer Casey Jones was killed while trying to save the Cannonball Express as it highballed its way through Vaughan, Mississippi. The famous song about Jones is loosely relatable to the train accident, which cost the railroad engineer his life. Back to more music on Swing. It'll be Dick Hames. We'll have Ray Anthony. And here's June Christie, big song with Stan Kenton called Tampico.
Tampico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Aunt Flo, authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho.
Ay, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the docks. The native costumes they wear are slacks and Bobby socks.
Ay, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to beat the luxury tax. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Fellas, dig that square.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Thank you. skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you leave?
That was Dick Hames from his CD called Easy to Listen To, and a song written by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael in 1942, a famous one called Skylark. Before that, Ray Anthony wrote it, Ray Anthony played it. It was Mr. Anthony's Boogie. And we started with a very famous tune by June Christie and Stan Kenton, recorded on this week back in 1945. It was Tampico. This was on the hit parade that year, got up to number 3. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week back in 1932, NBC Radio announced a new entertainer this night. The comic genius started working for a salary of $1,400 a week, not bad back in those days, and his name was Jack Benny. And on this week back in 1965, the Early Bird satellite was used to transmit television pictures across the Atlantic Ocean this day. That was a first on a global satellite communications, COMSAT's first satellite that had been launched at Cape Canaveral on April 6th of 1965. We have time for a couple more, and here's a great one right now. Keeley Smith, Nelson Riddle, and I'll Get By As Long As I Have You.
I'll get by as long as I have you, though there'll be through.
were listening to a song called Shiny Stockings, and this is a great rendition of it by Harry James. And we started with Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle and a song written by Roy Turk back in 1928 called I'll Get By As Long As I Have You. Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. This is Bill Cartwright saying I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.